I'll say show is my house.
And it's all gone now. And I have nothing.
I'm so sorry.
I have nothing. Everything is gone.
It's September 11th. This is the LA Local, sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. I'm Alex Silverman. We'll talk about the three major fires burning through Southern California. The airport fire in Orange and Riverside. The bridge fire, the state's biggest, where
the news on the active fire front here has been good.
And the line fire in the San Bernardino Mountains, where residents say
I've been through worse, but this could get worse.
And there's been an arrest for arson. What makes someone do that?
This thing, this fascination with fire, is often found, you know, early on in their lives.
That's all coming up. But first, this. Hey, if you're listening to this in an article on KNXnews.com, go right now to Apple Podcasts or Spotify, search for the LA Local, hit follow, and you'll get an update every weekday afternoon on everything you need to know that's happening in Southern California, and the morning and evening updates, too, from our colleagues at KNX News. Right to the big news today, the three major wildfires burning in Southern California right now. They have burned through 100,000 acres combined. That is equivalent to an area two-thirds the size of the San Fernando Valley.
Robin Putt lost her home and escaped with her two cats.
All I have left is what's in my car. Everything else is gone. Stuff from my late husband, it's gone.
We'll go around the horn here, starting with the airport fire, which has burned almost 23,000 acres in Orange, jumping over to Riverside counties. Karen Adams has been on the lines in Lake Elsinore.
It's gotten really windy up here along Ortega Highway, where crews are attacking this fire from both the air and ground. Now, the smoke is thick, and a while ago, little fires were springing up where I am, prompting airdrops. I spoke with the Orange County Fire Authority's Paul Holliday earlier, and he says about 600 crews are right now fighting this thing.
They're all doing their individual pieces of work. We've got fire crews, engines and hand crews and helicopters working within the neighborhoods that the fire burned through last night to mop up and contain the fire so we don't get any further damage in those neighborhoods. We've got crews that are working the line doing direct fire attack.
And homes have been destroyed, including in El Carrizo Village. Here's how Robin Putt says she found out about losing her home.
I seen it on KCAL 9 News. CBS Los Angeles. It showed my house. The house they show is my house.
Oh.
So,
how long have you lived there?
It was a year of July. It just barely moved up there and on my own. And have my own place. Good rent, good landlord. And it's all gone now. And I have nothing.
I am so sorry.
I have nothing. Everything is gone.
She did escape with her two cats, and this afternoon, Lake Elsinore issued mandatory evacuations for McVicker Canyon, Rice Canyon, the Albert Hill area, Lakeland Village, and Rancho Capistrano. This fire is moving ever so closer to those areas.
Yeah, that's Karen. And the bridge fire has burned almost 50,000 acres. It's the largest fire in the state right now. Pete Demetrio is there in Wrightwood. This fire stretching across both L.A. and San Bernardino counties.
But the news on the active fire front here has been good. Lower temperatures, minimal winds, adequate resources to prevent the fire from growing. Fire Public Information Officer Fred Fielding was up here along with me a few minutes ago. He says it's a 180-degree difference from the situation that was happening last night.
There were 50-mile-an-hour winds here last night, and right now we've got kind of a lull. So we're using that time to create tactical opportunities to make sure we create a defensive posture and ensure that these homes don't burn.
In short, you're leaving the crews nearby. If there's anything that moves toward a home, they're going to be able to stomp on it.
Correct. That's what they do best.
Now, while 20 homes have been lost in Baldy Village, 13 in Wrightwood, 7 structures elsewhere, the effort now is to monitor the perimeter to move ahead with direct attack by crews on any part of the fire front that are perceived to be building momentum.
And for a while, it looked like a famous ski resort would be destroyed. Mountain High's webcam was showing really dramatic video last night. But by the time the sun came up, it was clear the resort mostly survived. Mountain High posted today the fire raced through the area, but all the main lifts and buildings survived. The post went on to thank all the employees and firefighters for their work and saying their hearts go out to families in Wrightwood that are suffering. The last of the three fires is the Line Fire in the San Bernardino Mountains. There's been an arrest A man accused of starting the fire, arson, Sheriff's Detective Jacob Hernandez says they arrested him yesterday after getting a search warrant for his home in Norco.
During the service of that warrant, evidence was located inside the suspect's residence as well as his vehicle that supported his arrest.
He is in jail. Charges could be filed soon. Sheriff's deputies say two looters were also arrested in Running Springs. We talk with Greg Howe, who will not evacuate from his home there in Running Springs. He tells us the line fire has already destroyed one home away from the fire line because of a hot ember that was carried by the wind.
Very fluid situation. We're not out of the woods by any means. It really depends on the wind. And I've been through wind-driven wildfires, and they're scary, they're unpredictable, and it seems like Mother Nature is the only thing that can stop them. She's either got to lay down the wind, reverse direction, or make some rain.
He says he may have stayed, but tells us most of his neighbors made the right decision to clear out.
A lot of evacuees, I think, may be regretting their decision. They're saying might be 2 to 3 weeks. But I'm telling any evacuees that left, you did the right thing. Unless you're very physically able, have a good running car and a lot of patience for traffic, you did the right thing. This is not something to take lightly. It's very real. I've been through worse, but this could get worse.
He says he has two backup plans if he needs to get out. Jump in his car, which is already packed and ready to go, or run to a lake nearby and jump in. So, on the arson subject, we've been telling you about this guy who was arrested and accused of starting the line fire. What makes somebody do that? Other wildfires over the years in Southern California have been arson. Raymond Euler was sentenced to death for starting the Esperanza Fire in Cabazon in 2006 that killed 5 firefighters. We talk with forensic psychologist N.G. Burrell, who has treated arsonists. He says some do it for money, others because they're psychotic, because they believe a house is haunted or something. Others have fascination with fire, take pleasure in watching things burn.
This thing, this fascination with fire, is often found, you know, early on in their lives, where kids are just very attracted to fire, or they get a thrill out of starting fires.
He says it's hard to point out an arsonist because there are no obvious behaviors that they show in public with people around.
It's odd, but it's like a kind of like a dirty little secret for them. You know, it's like their secret pleasure because it's not something that you can readily share with people and talk about openly. In fact, most people would be a little bit alarmed if you were to like open up and say, you know, there are times when I'm feeling sad or times when I'm frustrated that I like to set fires. But you certainly don't want to know your neighbor likes to set fires. This is the kind of person that would it would be alarming to learn about.
He says sometimes arsonists will even become volunteer firefighters.
And sometimes they'll even set the fires so that they can be part of the heroics associated with putting the fires out. But as for a person walking down the street or someone you know at work, I don't know how you would know that they would like to start fires so that that's something secret, a secret behavior they indulge themselves.
He says his suggestion is that states create an arsonist registry similar to the sex offender registry. Saving pets from the airport fire. Next. This tends to happen when people have to evacuate without warning. Pets have to be rescued and they need a place to go.
Orange County Animal Care is temporarily housing evacuated pets forced out by the airport fire.
In order to house more of the animals for fire evacuees, we're asking the community to help us create much needed space.
Alexa Pratt is an animal care spokesperson.
And they can come and foster one of our dogs for a minimum of 2 weeks.
Every foster comes complete with all the food, leashes, vet care, anything they need for a two-week stay.
With every dog that we're able to take out of the shelter, we can bring an evacuated pet in.
You don't have to live in Orange County to be a foster either. Anyone interested in helping out can go to the Orange County.
This tends to happen when people have to evacuate without warning. Pets have to be rescued and they need a place to go.
Orange County Animal Care is temporarily housing evacuated pets forced out by the airport fire.
In order to house more of the animals for fire evacuees, we're asking the community to help us create much needed space.
Alexa Pratt is an animal care spokesperson.
And they can come and foster one of our dogs for a minimum of 2 weeks.
Every foster comes complete with all the food, leashes, vet care, anything they need for a two-week stay.
With every dog that we're able to take out of the shelter, we can bring an evacuated pet in.
You don't have to live in Orange County to be a foster either. Anyone interested in helping out can go to the Orange County Animal Care website.
That's Emily Valdez, and that's the LA Local for the September 11th. All the updates 24/7 on the fires burning in Southern California at any point on KNX News. 97.1 FM. Ask your smart speaker to play KNX News, Alexa or Google. Get the Odyssey app and search for KNX News. Follow us there. Follow the LA Local, too, on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts. Get the show sent to your phone every weekday afternoon. We're sponsored by the LA Car Guy family of dealerships. See the inventory for all 14 dealerships at lacarguy.com. We're back tomorrow. I'm Alex Silverman. See you.